And at the Girls State Volleyball Championships, yesterday they held semifinals in all five classes. Here are the results. In Class 5A, it was Ankeny Centennial downing Dubuque Hempstead 3-0, and Bettendorf advancing with a 3-2 win over Cedar Falls. In Class 4A yesterday, it was Harlan over Bishop Heelan Catholic as they win it 3-1. Harlan dropping the first game and then coming back to win the next three in a row. West Delaware knocked out Lewis Central 3-0. Also in Class 3A semis, Nevada over Kemper Catholic 3-0, and West Liberty a 3-sweep over Mount Vernon. In the 2A semis, Western Christian beat West Branch 3-1. Sumner Fredericksburg went the distance, defeating Dyke New Hartford 3-2. And in the 1A semis, Sydney a 3-sweep over Central Lyon, and Janesville beat Tripola 3-0. That sets up today's championships in all five classes. They'll start at 10 o'clock this morning as they'll work their way down from the 5A class down to 1A tonight. Ankeny Centennial plays Bettendorf at 10 this morning in the 5A title matchup. At 12:15 this afternoon, Harlan will battle West Delaware for the 4A crown. The 3A championship at 2:30 has West Liberty facing Nevada. At 4:45 this afternoon in 2A, Western Christian plays Sumner Fredericksburg. And then tonight at 7, it's the 1A final, Sydney battling Janesville for the title. Well, the high school football semifinals opened up yesterday with 3A and 8-man action. In 3A action last night, it was Norwalk over Sergeant Bluff Luton 35-7. Pella advancing with a 45-26 win over West Delaware. In 8-player action yesterday, Don Bosco beat Newell Fonda 30-7. And it was MMC, Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn beating Glidden Ralston 35-21. Action continues today. Semifinal play starts the day in Class A with Denver facing Gladbrook Rhinebeck. That's just after 10 this morning. Akron Westfield will follow that up with a game against Mount Air. Then tonight in Class 4A, Bettendorf will play Cedar Rapids Kennedy. That's a 4:06 start time, followed by Dowling Catholic versus West Des Moines Valley. That game just after 7 o'clock tonight in Cedar Falls at the Unidome. Well, number 8, Iowa, insists that it isn't worried about the Big Ten West title, a league championship, or its current standing in the playoff chase. Starting 10-0 for the first time is all the Hawkeyes care about these days. Iowa can knock off the first of what it hopes will be many milestones on Saturday when they host Minnesota. The Hawkeyes have never won 10 in a row to start a season, not even when they finished in the top 10 3 years in a row earlier last decade. We'll have that game for you tomorrow. Here on the radio, it's a night contest at Kinnick Stadium. 5 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock is kickoff. Hawkeyes and the Gophers for the Floyd of Rosedale Trophy. Well, 4 years ago, Iowa State dashed Oklahoma State's national title hopes on a chilly night in November. An equally poor performance on Saturday in Ames would probably doom the Cowboys again, even with Baylor and Oklahoma still left on their schedule. Number 5, Oklahoma State could have a clear path to a playoff spot, despite being ranked just 8th by the committee after trouncing previously unbeaten TCU last week. But with so much competition for the top 4 slots, the Cowboys can't afford to look past Iowa State. Those two will tee it up tomorrow in Ames. TCU's loss at Oklahoma damaged its national championship hopes and cost the Horned Frogs the services of one of their top offensive threats. Coach Gary Patterson said in an interview with SiriusXM College Thursday that star receiver Josh Doxson will miss the rest of the season with a left wrist injury. Players fell on Doxson's arm after he made a catch in TCU's loss to the Cowboys. The senior scored 14 touchdowns this season and is second in the nation with 146.1 receiving yards per game, and he's third with 8.7 receptions per game. Wisconsin running back Corey Clement cut his hand after getting involved in an argument at his off-campus apartment building. The team says in a statement that the junior for the 23rd-ranked Badgers was returning to his apartment early Sunday when he saw an argument between a security guard and a group of people. Wisconsin said Clement was cut when he and the guard were assaulted by the others. The Badgers have a bye this weekend. Clement attended practice on Wednesday but did not take part as planned as he rehabs from sports hernia surgery. Rex Ryan made a triumphant return to the Meadowlands Thursday, and the Buffalo Bills head coach watched his team take over second place in the AFC East. The Bills had 2 interceptions, recovered a fumble, and stopped the Jets inside the Bills' 10 in the final minutes of a 22-17 victory over New York. Duke Williams put Buffalo ahead to stay by returning a fumbled kickoff 19 yards for a touchdown with 5:38 left in the first half. Carlos Williams grabbed a 26-yard touchdown pass while the Bills were building a 22-3 lead in the third quarter. LeSean McCoy carried 19 times for 112 yards to help Buffalo keep the ball from the Jets. That was Ryan's first game at the Meadowlands since being fired last winter after 6 years as head coach of the Jets. Former Bills quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for a pair of second-half touchdowns, but his second interception of the night came in the final minute and clinched the victory for Buffalo. Both those teams are 5-4, but the Bills own the tiebreaker after handing the Jets their third loss in four games. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes open up the new basketball season tonight at home against Gardner-Webb. It may not be a big-name opponent, but Coach Fran McCaffrey says it is a worthy one.
You know, when we played them a couple years ago, nobody knew where they were from or who they were, and, well, they got our attention pretty quick. We were down 38-18 at halftime to them. They beat Purdue last year by 5 at Purdue. So I think it's clear to say that they have our full attention, and we have to play well.
McCaffrey says an exhibition loss will help the Hawkeyes in this game.
And that's why we played Augustana. Could have played somebody else and drilled them. We chose not to do that. Because you don't see your holes unless you play somebody good. And somebody experienced. And we were able to find our holes and then try to address them before we play a game that counts.
Iowan Gardner-Webb will have that game for you tonight from Carver Hawkeye Arena, the season lid lifter for the Hawkeyes. 7:30 is the pregame start time. 8:32 is tip time tonight for that ball game. Well, the Steve Prohm era officially tips off at Iowa State as the Cyclones play Colorado this afternoon in Sioux Falls. ISU enters the season with lofty expectations and a number 7 national ranking.
You know, great opportunity for our program, for our guys, national television, maybe the first game on TV of the new year, ESPN. Against another team from a power league. So it's a great opportunity for us to get started.
Prohm says he is ready to get started.
Excited. I mean, you know, every year you're excited, you know, and every year has its own stories and its own special moments. And, you know, just I'm ready to get it going. And so once the ball's thrown up Friday, man, it's about playing and winning.
That's an odd start time. It's a 4 o'clock tip time this afternoon. That game in Sioux Falls. Well, during his 27 years as the head basketball coach at Urbandale High School, Brad Bjorkgren had the opportunity to attend several Drake games. He never envisioned himself coaching against the Bulldogs. Bjorkgren makes his debut as a college coach this evening when he leads his Simpson team into the Knapp Center for Drake's season opener.
You know, I have to pinch myself a little bit. You know, I'm just really excited to do that and represent Simpson in that regard. Never thought this I would get this opportunity, and excited about it. And like I told the guys last night in practice, I said, you know, how successful we are against Drake is not going to dictate our season. We have some other things that we need to accomplish.
Bjorkgren takes over a team that posted a 6-19 overall record and 1-13 Iowa Conference mark last season. And he says the players are looking forward to the challenge.
They know that it's a great opportunity for them. But we did not scrimmage another team, so this has been on our radar for a while. They're looking forward to this. They're kind of tired of playing against each other, and we've gone about 24 practices, and so this is their first opportunity to play against somebody different.
Bjorkgren says he is anxious to see how his team performs in a game and also what kind of an effect the new 30-second shot clock will have.
Now with the 30-second shot clock, it changes a little bit as far as how quick you're going to shoot it. Maybe you have a shot with 15 seconds left that maybe we used to say we can get a better shot than that. We may not be able to get a better shot than that, so we're going to let it go, and I'm giving them the free reins to shoot the basketball.
Simpson versus Drake at the Knapp Center tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip time in Des Moines. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.